Then he called upon Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur came before the Lord, who is sitting on the throne, revealing his opulences as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Haridas Thakur, in great love, was looking upon the Lord with such a humble heart. And the Lord spoke. He said, Haridas, people say that you were born in an untouchable family, but your body is more elevated. Your body is on a higher level than my own. Your birth is higher than mine. This is how I see you. And let me explain to you how much I worship and honor your body. His body was, by material considerations, that from an untouchable.
He said, in Puglia, many long years ago, because of your great compassion to others, you were constantly teaching everyone you met the glories of the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. You could not tolerate seeing the people suffering of this material world. And because you were so effective in your preaching, due to your perfect conduct and behavior, and your constant attachment to chanting Harinam, the Qazis became furious with envy. And you were sentenced to death by being beaten to the 22 marketplaces of the town. And at the time, the two great and powerful executioners were beating you with sticks with all of their strength, and blaspheming you, and spitting upon you, and dragging you from one marketplace to another, beating and beating and beating your body. I could not tolerate. I must always protect my devotees from Vaikuntha. I took my Sudarshan Chakra and was ready to sever the heads of these demons. But in your heart of hearts, you saw these people as good. You saw them as good people. And you were praying and begging for that they be forgiven for whatever offenses they may be committing. This is the quality of a Vaishnava. How a devotee sees the good in others is exemplified to the extreme degree in Haridas Thakur. He did not even see a fault in these men. How quick we are to find faults with people. And a conditioned soul is most quick to find faults with someone who is disturbing you. Correct? If someone is disturbing someone else, we may say, oh, yeah, some little fault is there. But when someone comes to disturb your life or your reputation, then, you can find millions and billions and trillions of faults with that person and declare it to the whole world. Why? Because if you don't find faults in that person, people may believe what he says, and then they'll find faults in you. The best defense is a good offense. So you blaspheme anyone who sees anything wrong with you so that nobody will believe that there's anything wrong with you. But a devotee is always proclaiming how there's everything wrong with me. And when someone finds faults with you, you think, oh, this person has said this? If he only knew who I really was, he'd have so much more to say. I can give him so much information, volumes and volumes of data he can spread throughout the world of my bad qualities.
Haridas Thakur was being beaten and beaten and insulted. And he only saw the goodness in them. And he prayed to Krishna, forgive them for whatever offense it may appear that they are making. Lord Chaitanya said, the power of your prayer to forgive them was so great that my Sudarshan Chakra would not leave my hand. The power of your love for them was greater than my power to punish them. But I could not withstand seeing you punished in this way. Therefore, from Vaikuntha, I personally incarnated my body to cover your body and take all those brutal beatings upon myself. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed upon his own body all the brutal beating marks that were meant for Haridas Thakur. And Haridas fell to the ground at his lotus feet in an ocean of love. And all the devotees were weeping in great ecstasy to see the Lord's love for his devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to explain to Haridas Thakur and to all who were assembled that I yearn and long to be the servant of my servants. It is my deepest desire to protect and serve my devotees. And the Lord proclaimed on that day something we should never forget. He said, all of the universes within creation and all of the wealth within all those universes, all put together, does not have the value in my heart as even one of my devotees. This is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees a devotee. He's willing to trade all the universes and everything within them for one devotee. He sees more value and more treasure in a devotee than everything in creation. If that is how the Lord sees his devotee, how should we see his devotee? How we should care so attentively for every single devotee. Sometimes we think, for the sake of making a lot of money, for the sake of building big, big projects, it doesn't matter if we neglect the needs of the Vaishnavas. We don't have time. We have higher things to do. But whatever we do should be for the pleasure of Krishna. And you can build the most incredibly monumental, wonderful facilities and temples. But that is not as important to Krishna as taking care and making sure even one devotee is happy in Krishna consciousness. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati himself declared this fact. He had developed 64 Gaudiya Math temples within India. And big, big printing presses and so many other projects. He said that I am willing to trade in all my temples, all my properties, everything the Gaudiya Math has, if one devotee could become purified by care and attention to become Krishna conscious. I'll trade it all for that one devotee. This is the essence of being a servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya. To understand the mood of the Lord and to serve that mood, not our own. Or our own conceptions. The consideration, the care, and attention to serve and help a devotee is the most valuable service in all of existence, because that devotee is more valuable to the Lord than all the rest of creation we could bring him.
Haridas Thakur
explained that I am the most low. I am the most sinful. I am the most fallen. I have no qualifications. But you are so kind that you are standing before me in your beautiful transcendental form, out of your causeless mercy, just to help me remember you. Because you always give protection to that devotee who remembers you. Draupadi was being stripped of her clothes, and along with it, being stripped of her very life. Because the chastity of a woman is more dear to her than her life. To be undressed before men is worse than death for a woman. Of course, in the Western countries and coming to India, women are very much liking to be undressed before men. But in that condition, as Dushasana was pulling the sari of Draupadi, she remembered you, and you descended as a sari, unlimited, to protect her. And Parvati was being harassed by various witches and terrible, terrible demoniac beings. And she remembered you, and you protected her. Prahlad Maharaj was being persecuted by Hiranyakashipu. He was thrown into fire and thrown amongst snakes and thrown into oceans and thrown under mountains and thrown under rocks and onto the feet of terrible, terrible elephants. He was fed poison. He was stabbed with spears. But because Prahlad always remembered you, you protected him. Konteya pratijani himame bhakta pranashyati. Krishna promises, I will always protect my devotee. Have this faith. And you will never, never have to suffer the pangs of birth and death again. Haridas Thakur continued, Ajamil, he was on his deathbed. And before his eyes were the terrible forms of the Yamadutas. And they were about to tear him out of his body with chains and ropes of death to bring him to hell. But somehow or other, just by calling the name of his little son, he remembered you, and you protected him and gave him liberation. This is the power of your love for those devotees who remember you with faith. But I am so unfortunate that although you are standing before me, I cannot hardly even remember you. Therefore, I beg you to please give me your causeless mercy and help me to remember you in every situation. Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur, please accept a boon. And Haridas said, there is nothing I require. No, please. It will make me happy. Accept a boon. Haridas Thakur replied that the only boon I desire is birth after birth after birth, I will always attain the supreme treasure of the remnants of food that have been left behind on the plate of your servants, the devotees. I want nothing else. Let me always be in the company of your devotees. Even if, actually Haridas said, my great contamination is I am always yearning for praise and glorification upon myself. Please free me from this contamination. And let me be born as a dog in the house of your devotee so that I could always achieve the remnants of his food. Let me always be the servant of your servant and always chant your holy names. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Haridas that I grant you this benediction that for all eternity you will always be the without any offense, with a pure heart, you will always serve the Vaishnavas and chant my holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was calling all of his associates. In fact, he raised his arms and he called out, "Everyone, everyone, ask boons from me." And the devotees, they were asking so many different boons. One devotee asked that my father, he does not allow me to come to the kirtans and satsangs. Please grant me the boon that my father becomes favorable. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this problem was happening even at the time of Lord Chaitanya. And some were asking, please give boon that my father and mother become Krishna conscious. Some were asking, please give the boon that my sons and daughters become Krishna conscious. Please give the boon that my wife becomes Krishna conscious. Please give the boon that all living beings chant the holy names of Krishna. Please give the boon that I can have a pure heart to serve your devotees with great humility. And Lord Chaitanya was fulfilling every single boon that any devotee asked. But then Srivas approached Lord Chaitanya and said, you have called upon all the devotees. You have shown them your various incarnations. You have fulfilled all their desires. But your dear servant, Mukunda, you are neglecting him. Why is this? Mukunda's heart is broken. He is standing behind that pillar, weeping and crying that you are not calling upon him. Lord Chaitanya, in great anger, he spoke, do not ever ask me to see Mukunda. Do not mention his name to me. He is a rascal. He will not see me. He puts straw between his teeth and worships me. And then he picks up an iron club and beats me. Mukunda, when he's with devotees, with straw between his teeth, he's a humble servant chanting the holy names. And then he associates with impersonalists and hears what they have to say. And the impersonal philosophers, with their words which are like iron maces, they beat my body, calling it an illusion. Therefore, I never want to see him. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, spoke this, Mukunda began to weep and to cry that he will never be able to see the Lord again. And he began to cry out with a heart of intense love, Will I ever be able to see the Lord again? And Srivas asked, Mukunda is asking, Will you ever show yourself before him again? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he will see me after 10 million births. Upon hearing that, Mukunda Dutt became filled with ecstatic love, and with a grateful heart, he began to dance in ecstasy, singing, I will see, I will see. He will allow me to see him in only 10 million births. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Mukunda's reaction, he became so happy. He told the devotees, bring Mukunda Dutt to see me now. But he was in so much ecstasy, just dancing and jumping and crying, I will see, I will see! With the expectation of 10 million births, he'll see the Lord. I will see, I will see! The devotees were saying, come, Lord Chaitanya is calling you. But he was in too much ecstasy to even hear them. He was dancing in such infatuation of Krishna, of the Lord's mercy, that the devotees were having difficult time to somehow or other bring him before the Lord. The Lord was, come, come. And finally they brought him. And the Lord revealed his divine supreme opulence before Mukunda. And he said, Mukunda Dutt, because when you heard after 10 million births, you were so grateful. Your heart was so grateful to receive my mercy in whatever way it comes. That gratitude alleviated you of all your offenses of association with impersonalists and purified your heart of all offenses. And now I am allowing you to see me in my full transcendental glory. Mukunda Dutt, in great humility, began to pray to the Lord, that I may be seeing you, but I have no devotion. So although I'm seeing you, am I really seeing you? Without devotion, even seeing the Lord is of no real value. After all, Duryodhana, he saw your universal form. You manifested the Virat Rupa right before his eyes. But because he had no devotion, he did not feel bliss. He felt fear and envy. And ultimately he was destroyed. And Hiranyaksha, he saw the beautiful form of Varaha Rupa before his very eyes. But because he had no devotion, he was not feeling the ecstasy of love. And ultimately he was destroyed by you. And Kamsa also was seeing you face to face. But because he had no devotion, he was also punished and destroyed by you. I have no devotion. Although out of your causeless mercy I am seeing you on this very day, not a drop of devotion is within my heart. Therefore I am most unfortunate. But Kubja, she was just a simple prostitute and a hunchback woman. But because she had devotion, you gave her ecstatic love. And the Yajnapatnis, the wives of the Yajna Brahmins, they were just simple ladies, housewives. But because they had devotion, they were able to see you for who you are. But my Lord, please grant me devotion. I have no devotion. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard the words of Mukunda glorifying devotional service, he said, yes, whatever you say is true. Kamsa's washerman in Mathura. You know the story. The Lord came before Kamsa's washerman and asked for some clothes. And the washerman said, "These clothes are for Kamsa. You cannot have them." So what did Lord Krishna do? With his hand, he cut off his head. He didn't even use a Sudarshan chakra. With his bare hand, he just cut off his head. He said, "That washerman, he performed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes of pious activities. And the reward was, I stood before him and allowed him to see me. But because he had no devotion, he was ruined, even though standing right before me." Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Mukunda Dutt the benediction. He said, "I give you the benediction that pure, unalloyed devotion always be in your heart, and it always be within your throat. And whenever you chant, the sound vibration of pure devotion will melt the heart of all the devotees. This is the benediction I give you. In every birth you take, the singing of your kirtan will melt the hearts of all Vaishnavas in ecstatic love." And that you will always be filled with Krishna consciousness. And you always give Krishna consciousness to others as the servant of my servants. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, anyone who hears this story of Mukunda Dutt, getting the mercy of the Lord, will see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu face to face. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the garland off his own body and started distributing it to the devotees. He distributed his garlands to all the devotees. He distributed his mercy by fulfilling the desires of all his devotees. And this way, for 21 hours, the Sata Praharya Leela took place. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended this wonderful Leela of Mahaprakash by taking prasad and personally feeding his remnants to the four-year-old niece of Shivas, Narayani. Personally fed her his remnants. And after feeding the remnants, he said to Narayani, "Chant Krishna and weep." And again, she fell to the ground, chanting, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," and crying in ecstatic love. And from that time, Narayani became more dear than very life itself to all the devotees. Because although she was just a little girl, she didn't really know anything about anything. But she did know one thing. She did know Lord Chaitanya's love. And therefore, she is eternally glorified by all Vaishnavas. In the house of Srivas, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was staying. And he had a very, very loving relationship with Srivas Thakur's wife. The loving relationship was like a son to his mother. He considered himself, when he came before Malini, he was like a little boy, like a little child. And Malini was always so kind to him. He would not eat at the house of Srivas unless Malini personally put the food in his mouth directly with her own hands. And one day, Malini was arranging the puja paraphernalia for her husband, Srivas, and a crow came into the house and stole the cup and flew away with it, little brass cup. And she began to cry, thinking my husband will become very disturbed if this brass cup is not here when he comes to perform his puja. So Nityananda Prabhu came in the house at that moment. He asked, what is the disturbance? She said that a crow flew away with my husband's brass cup. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu called for the crow. The crow came back without the cup. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, crow, bring the brass cup. So the crow flew off into the trees, and within a minute later he came back and placed the brass cup again where he had taken it from. And Malini was very much struck with wonder. She said, this is so glorious, how you are always protecting your devotees. But it is no great wonder. After all, you are able to bring back the dead sons of your teacher, Sandipani Muni, from death, from the abode of death. What is it that you cannot do? I know who you are. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.